Yes, but what's front, you are very confident that you are scooping the Kabata by election, any shadow of doubt.
What makes you this confident?
You know, in life, people must own up and stop falsehoods. The UPND won the general election in August based on premise on falsehoods. And they've continued. And you know, the tragedy of lying is that you've got to tell more lies to cover up the first lies. They portrayed themselves as people who knew what they were doing, competent, elitist, and that's what they portrayed themselves, that they had shown. If you look at their 10-point plan before the general election in August, they said they were going to reduce the cost of minimum, a staple of food here. They said they were going to reduce the cost of fuel. Lo and behold, fuel has gone up. They said they are going to provide free education from grade one to university. But now they are talking about those who go into boarding schools must pay boarding fees. They are carrying with them a huge burden of lies, and people are able to see through them. So they have an uphill battle. It's not us on the cross this time around. It is them on the cross.
About Nixon, there are reports of hundreds of opposition PF members, your members, that have ditched your party and joined the ruling UPND party ahead of this Kabwata by-election in this very constituency. How do you reconcile that?
There are a few people who have been reported to have moved from the Patriotic Front to the UPND. But if you look through those names are UPND. So what they are doing, the UPND are basically portraying that people are defecting from the Patriotic Front to the UPND. Any right-thinking human being cannot defect to the UPND at the moment.
But some people are suggesting that since losing the election, the PF appears not to be particularly attractive for people to vote for, and they are expressing skepticism whether you'll be able to put up a fight and even win this upcoming Kabwata parliamentary by-election. What's your response to that?
That's far from the truth. After losing the August general election, we had two big elections in Eastern Province for the Lusangazi council chairman, which is like mayor, and also for the Kamumbwe constituents, where we did not have elections because one person died a few days before the elections and it was postponed. And you ask me who won that election? It is the UPND. The party that won that by-election is the Patriotic Front. So we are on a trajectory of winning because we've won already. One, we've added to our seats, to our numbers in Parliament. So we are also optimistic that we are going to add another seat to our members of Parliament soon.